This is Weekly Outlook for July 16, 2012. Widespread drought conditions continue to reduce corn and soybean yield potential. Yields are now expected to be well below trend so that this year's production will qualify as short crops. It is widely expected that corn and soybean prices will reach a peak early and then decline as the marketing year progresses. This anticipated pattern is referred to as short crops have long tails. The logic of this expected price pattern is based on three tenets. First, prices need to move sharply higher so that consumption becomes unprofitable to some end users and the overall pace of consumption is reduced to be in line with expected supplies. Second, a short crop is expected to be followed by much larger production the following year as weather conditions return to normal and producers respond to the incentives of high prices. Third, once prices peak and start to move lower, an extended period of declining prices is required in order to rebuild the pace of consumption to the level of subsequent production. The timing and magnitude of the price peak and the speed and magnitude of the subsequent price decline are determined by the magnitude of the shortfall, the strength of demand, and the production response the following year. For corn, there have been 10 years since 1970 in which the crop could be classified as short. The price pattern in those years generally followed the expected pattern, but with some expectations. In particular, the timing of the price peak varied considerably in those years. The price peaked early in six of those years, but ranged in timing from June to November. In addition, the price peak occurred in January 1 year, in July following harvest 1 year, and in 2 years had a double peak, one in August and then again later in the marketing year. For soybeans, 8 previous years might be described as short crops. Like corn, the timing of the price peak varied in those years. Prices peaked early in 5 years, had a double peak in 1 year, peaked in April following harvest 1 year, and peaked in March following harvest 1 year. At this juncture, it appears that the 2012 season will be a classic short crop year with prices following that typical short crop price pattern, at least in terms of the timing of the price peak. Based on historical patterns, however, the timing of the price peak could range from now until harvest. With an early harvest, a price peak might be expected by September, assuming those prices go high enough to sufficiently slow the pace of consumption. Prices are probably not yet sufficiently high for either crop to accomplish that objective. For both corn and soybeans, there is considerable risk that the yield will be lower than now anticipated. For soybeans, demand is also very strong due to the shortfall in the South American crop and ongoing large purchases of soybeans by China. For producers with large quantities of the 2012 crop yet to sell, the window for the best price opportunities may be open for a while, but it is not possible to predict the timing and magnitude of the price peak. A strategy of spreading sales over the next several weeks may be prudent. For producers with little or no crop to sell, the major focus may be on maximizing crop insurance payments. For those with insurance products that include a harvest price guarantee, there may be some concern that the price peak will come and go before October. In that case, some are considering hedging the insurance payment on their production shortfall by selling futures contracts at prices higher than expected to exist in October. There are obvious risks with that strategy since prices above the selling price would result in margin payments and foregone income. Those considering hedging insurance payments may also want to consider an averaging strategy and or the use of options to manage the risk.